We're going to talk to a bloke who's making it his aim to go to a council meeting of all 27 Perth councils. Why? He must have rocks in his head. I've got no idea why, but we'll talk to him in a moment. What a disgrace that Channel 7 ever thought it was a good idea to bring attention-seeking clowns to Australia to compete in a trashy reality TV show. The school zone signs go back on in about 16 minutes, so take care if you're driving past a local school this morning with the kids back to school today. I'm sure parents are thankful for that. 10 degrees at the moment in Perth with a shower or two today and then rain tomorrow, showers or a chance of a shower right through until Sunday. Do you in the habit of going to local council meetings? Has anyone ever been to 27 local council meetings of 27 different councils? Why would you bother? I'm going to talk to a bloke who's got that on the plan, on his agenda. Why? We'll find out on this after this on 6PR Breakfast. I think he's been to five already. 14 minutes past seven.
For our financial future. But only a few of us actually do something about it. .com.au.
Do you worry about infections while waiting in a crowded room? You're not alone.
Imagine the security of today. Innovative solutions that improve safety, create value, and accelerate business growth. For now and well into the future, Wilson Security, innovating security for tomorrow.
The census is coming this August. It's when every stat tells a story. Like population data, which tells mental health services where to support people in need. Remember, your answers don't just make statistics. They help build a better future for all of us. Look out for instructions on what to do. For more info, visit census.abs.gov.au. Authorised by the Australian Bureau of Statistics, Canberra.
Until 9, this is Breakfast with Gareth Parker.
And it's 10 degrees, 19 the top today, shower or two. 17 minutes past 7. Is the fog still around this morning? Let me know, 1-3-8-82, especially if it's causing any traffic issues. Now, the Post reports that there's a gentleman who wants to make it his mission to sit through at least one meeting of every one of Perth's 27 local councils. Is he completely mad? Well, let's find out. His name's David Price. I think there is a professional interest in all of this. David, good morning.
Oh, good morning, and yes, some would say I am mad, yep.
What are you doing, David? Why are you subjecting yourself to this exercise?
Look, Gareth, there is a backstory. Look, I'm a consultant in meetings and in speaking, so I work with lots of local governments on their meeting procedure and their speaking when they stand up to speak at meetings. So it's interesting you just said about fog. That's one of the things, that's a great metaphor for a lot of local government meetings. There's a fog in the room. There's just not clarity. So I work with local governments to do that. And I thought, well, why not go and have a look at them all? And I doubt that anyone's ever been to all 27. Exactly. Yes. Yeah, I recognise that I'm a little strange.
Okay.
Very, very eccentric, some would say. But look, there's a purpose to it. I've written four books on meetings and meeting procedure, and I'm writing another one, and this is all part of getting the research for that.
Righto. So how many of the 27 have you been to so far?
I've done six so far. And Tuesday nights is the night for council meetings, and so that's why it's going to take me 6 months, because I've done the Monday nights and I've done the Wednesdays, and now I've just got Tuesdays left, and there's lots of them.
So you've got to chip away at Tuesdays. Where have you been so far?
I've done Melville, I've done Cambridge, Claremont, Swan, Wanneroo and Armidale.
Okay, and is there anything that sort of sticks out to you that those councils all have in common?
Yeah, look, it's very interesting. As I said, one of the other areas I do is speaking. So I look at their procedures, but I also keep a tally of how much each councillor actually speaks, how many times they speak. And the thing that is universal across council is there is a huge disparity within each council of the councillor's ability to speak concisely and with clarity. So, and it's just a reflection of the population, of course. Mm. But some people can get their point across in 30 seconds, and some people speak for 10 minutes and you still don't know what they've said. So I just find that interesting. And the other really interesting thing I'm finding is the difference in the level of courtesy and respect between councillors and councillors and councillors and the staff. Some people treat the staff a little less than professionally, and others hold them in very high regard. And that's a really interesting observation to make. It's one of the ones I look for, the courtesy and respect that is, you know, flying around. Just like we said, there is a fog in the room.
Yeah.
There's a level of courtesy and respect that sort of is hanging around in the room as well, and I look for that particularly.
So the councils that have more of that courtesy and respect between councils and staff, are they making better decisions? Are they running more efficient meetings?
Oh, I think they're making better decisions, because when there's a level of courtesy and respect, then the intelligence, if you like, that the overall intelligence the meeting raises, and when that's higher, then there's going to be better decisions made. And so the less personal issues become, and the more objective based on the issue and the factors that need to be considered, then the more likely they are to make a better decision. And the interesting thing, Gareth, is they actually make quicker decisions. So what the research shows is that within reason, decisions that are made relatively fast are better than the decisions that take forever. And the flip of that is the research shows that decisions that take forever are very rarely, in the long run, better decisions.
Okay. So of the six that you've been to so far, are you prepared to name names about who's going well and who's going poorly?
I'm certainly prepared to name who's going well. Claremont and Wanneroo are the standouts. They are both really, really good. And it comes down to the mayors. In all of the councils, a lot of it is to do with the mayor, but in those particular cases, Jock Barker from Claremont was excellent chairman of the meeting, and Tracy Roberts in Wanneroo, similarly, excellent way that they chair the meeting. And the thing that makes them good is that they're crisp and they're quick, and they're decisive, and they're polite and courteous and respectful.
Okay. Well, Tracy might be heading for higher honours. I think that she's sniffing around pre-selection for the Labor Party for the seat of Pearce at the federal parliament to take on Christian Porter for the Labor Party. But anyway...
Yes, I have heard that. Yep.
By implication, I take it that Cambridge, Melville, Swan, Armidale have got work to do.
Claremont and Wanneroo probably have work to do as well.
Yeah.
There are avenues for opportunities to improve in all of them. But Claremont and Wanneroo stand out at the moment. But I've only done six, and there's another 21 to go. Who knows what I'll find?
Well, good luck. It's a thankless task. I do hope that that the research purposes, you know, we hear that a bit. I'm doing it for research purposes, but gee, I hope it bears fruit for you, David, because it's an agonising thing to do if not.
Well, look, surprisingly, Gareth, I enjoy it. I know that makes me even more weird, but I really do enjoy it. I mean, I live and breathe meetings. I've done that for 40 years, and I'm just fascinated. Now, I'm one of these people that goes to Parliament and sits in the gallery and just watches what goes on. So my family thinks I'm very strange.
David, been there, done that. Good on you, mate. We might check in later once you're further down the path. Thanks for your time on 6PR Breakfast this morning.
Thanks, Gareth.
Good on you. David Price, meetings advisor, speaking coach. Anyone been to even close to 27 different councils' meetings? What's the record among the 6PR Breakfast audience? So many people listening this morning have never been to a council meeting and have no desire to, and I totally understand the impulse. Let's play the $1,000 minute after this, if you'd like to play. David Price has been to six councils so far, so let's take caller number six on the $1,000 minute this morning. Thanks to Perth Window and Door Replacement Company, your chance to win a grand. 1-3-3-882.
Traffic. Switch and save on your car service and repairs. Call 1-300-AUTOMASTERS.
There's been a crash this morning in off Warren Park. That's on Hutton Street, westbound at Hamilton Street.